The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
When you are reading the Bible and you come across the word gospel, and most realize that that just means good news, do you make it a point to find out which good news you're reading about? Well, this is a skill that all Bible studiers need to have. We'll talk about it today here on Grace in Focus. This broadcast and podcast are a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society, and we welcome you. Our website to learn more about us is faithalone.org. We publish a magazine that comes out 6 times per year. It is an actual physical magazine. It is full length, full color, very well done, great articles. We want you to have it. It is our gift to you if you just sign up for it. The only thing you will pay is postage if you live outside of the 48 contiguous United States. Find out more, get your free subscription at faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here's Bob Wilkin along with Ken Yates.
Bob, we got a great question from Matt. This is going to be near and dear to your heart because of that great book that you wrote, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words. This deals with one of those words, and it deals with the word gospel. In Greek, euangelion, right? So
right.
Matt's question is, what about the Gospel of John? Does the word gospel, and I think he's probably picking up on some of the things you said in your book, does the word gospel occur in the Gospel of John? And if so, what does it mean?
Okay, yeah, that's a very good question. And the answer is the only place that the word gospel appears in the Gospel of John is in the title, the Gospel of John. There's not a single word in the entire book from 1:1 to the end of the book that uses the word gospel. Jesus never says, he who believes the gospel has everlasting life. He never even talks about the term gospel in the Gospel of John. And the word gospel in the title does not refer to the message of eternal life. It doesn't refer to the saving message. The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the word gospel means a holy biography. So the word gospel has various meanings in the New Testament. And don't you think, Ken, it might be a good idea to just go through the different meanings, the different types of good news that we see in the New Testament?
Well, yeah, before we do, though, the titles of each of the four Gospels, are those a part of the original or are they not a part of the original?
No.
Were they added? Yeah, and so that's the other thing we need to say, that even there, you know, we say, well, the Gospel of John, the only place the word occurs is in the title, but John didn't write the title, the Gospel of John.
I don't think he did. I mean, it's possible he did, but I doubt that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John wrote those titles.
Right. They were added later, very early, but yes, that needs to be said. Now, in your book, okay, so first of all, Matt's question, the word gospel does not occur in the Gospel of John.
The only evangelistic book, and it never occurs, that should tell us something. Because don't we find that a lot of people say, I shared the gospel with my cousin over the weekend, and they mean I evangelized my cousin. They say, I shared the gospel with a prisoner, and they mean I evangelized the prisoner. But that's not the way that the word gospel is used anywhere in the New Testament at all. The word gospel, only in a few places, refers to the saving message, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But the vast majority, like 90% of the uses of the term gospel, refer to other good news besides justification by faith alone or the free gift of eternal life.
What's interesting about that is, particularly in the gospels, because the word does occur in the synoptics. For example, in Mark, we hear about the gospel of the kingdom. And that's interesting. So there's a qualifier there. What is the good news? It's the good news about the kingdom. In the gospels, that refers to the offer of the kingdom to the nation of Israel. And I think a lot of times when you mention people say, well, I presented the gospel to my neighbor, they're getting that a lot of times from the synoptic gospels. You know, they say, well, you know, they talk about the gospel and the Gospel of Mark, But that's not what it means in those books.
Not only that, I remember I heard one of our professors from Dallas Seminary, he was speaking at a Grace conference, and he was speaking in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, you know, which says, I'm amazed you're so quickly departing from him who called you for a different gospel, which is really not another gospel of the same kind. And he said, so what is this gospel that Paul preached? Because he went on to say, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what we preach to you, let him be accursed. So he said, what's the gospel that Paul preached? You know what? Where he said we should go to find what Paul means by gospel in Galatians 1, 6 through 9? What do you think, Ken? Where would he say we should go?
I'm going to guess 1 Corinthians 15.
He did. He said the very clearest place is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 11. Christ died. He was buried according to the scriptures. He rose from the dead according to the scriptures, and he appeared to many over the course of 40 days. And he said, that's the gospel, and that's what the Judaizers were denying. No, the Judaizers weren't denying that Jesus died and rose again. What they were denying is that a person could be justified by faith alone apart from works of the law. Read Galatians 2:16.
They had to be circumcised. They had to do these other things. Exactly.
Well, let's go through the various uses. There's actually 103 uses in 97 verses of the word gospel. And I've broken them down in my book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words by Frequency. So could I go through that real quick, Ken?
Sure. It's been a while since I've read it. Remind everybody how many times you think it means the gospel of eternal life in the New Testament.
Okay, there are 7 times, Galatians 1:6, 1:7, 1:11, 2:2, 2:5, 2:7, and 2:14. 7 times in Galatians, twice in Acts, Acts 15:7 and 20:24, once in 1 Corinthians 4:15, and once in 2 Corinthians 11:4. That represents 14% of all the uses. So just a little over 10% of the time, the word gospel refers to justification by faith alone.
And in your book, most of those are in Galatians.
7 of them are in Galatians, that's right. 14%, but 7 of the 11 occur in Galatians.
So outside of Galatians, according to your count, it's really rare.
Really rare.
It's coming. It'll be here before you know it. What am I talking about? The Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2025, May 19th through 22nd at Camp Copus, an absolutely beautiful campground in North Texas, right on the lake with lots of recreation, great food, a great place to stay, wonderful fellowship, and wonderful Free Grace Bible teaching. Information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. First-timers waive registration fees. faithalone.org/events.
Over 50% of the time, the word gospel means Christian ministry. When Paul says in Romans 1:5, he wanted to come to Rome, quote, so that I might preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also, unquote, he wasn't saying he wanted to evangelize the believers in Rome. He's saying he wanted to have Christian ministry with them. He wanted to share the good news message. All the teachings of Jesus, yes, it includes his death, burial, and resurrection, his ascension, his second coming, it includes the judgment seat of Christ, and of course it includes the message of eternal life. But it's not just the message of eternal life.
And in the context of Romans, it would be deliverance from God's wrath. That's what he was writing about in the book. I have good news for you. You don't have to serve sin anymore.
That's right.
You can avoid the consequences of sin, which is death, obviously not hell, not the lake of fire, but either physical death or lack of fellowship with the Lord or all the wrath that sin brings into a believer's life. That's good news because we have the power of God to live in such a way where we can walk by the Spirit. That's the good news of Romans.
Absolutely. Here's another example. Paul said in Philippians 1:5, he thanked the Philippians, quote, for their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, unquote. What he meant was their fellowship in his ministry, his good news ministry, not just his evangelistic ministry, but his church planting, his discipleship, his evangelism, all of it. And he thanked God for their financial support.
Yeah, he starts off the book and ends the book on that theme in Philippians.
Another example is in 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 2, Timothy was, quote, our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ. Well, he means he's our fellow laborer in Christian ministry. Let me give the second major category, the gospel of the kingdom. The term gospel of the kingdom occurs 4 times in Matthew, 8 times in Mark, so that's 12 times, and that's 15%, slightly more than justification by faith alone. And it refers to the good news that the kingdom was drawing near in the first century. Jesus and John the Baptist were offering the kingdom to the Jewish people. And then we have the gospel of justification by faith alone. That's 11 uses. And then we have the gospel concerning the rapture, the kingdom, and the judgment seat of Christ. There are various verses that talk about that. For example, in Romans 2:16, Paul said, God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Well, his gospel included the judgment of believers at the judgment seat of Christ and unbelievers at the great white throne judgment. And then there's also the gospels of Jews and Gentiles together in one body, and that occurs 4 times in Ephesians.
Paul talks about the mystery.
And the mystery is the gospel of Jews and Gentiles together in one body. Oh, and there is one other use, the everlasting gospel in Revelation 14:6. And the angel's going through the heavens, and he's crying out, the judgment is coming upon the earth. And that's called an everlasting gospel. Well, it's good news because God is going to vindicate his people by judging those who persecuted and oppressed them. That's good news.
The way evangelicals see the word gospel is really distorted, the way the New Testament presents it.
I tell you, Ken, where it really gets bad, and Matt implies this, is some people will say, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose again, then you're born again even if you don't believe you're born again.
Exactly.
You're eternally secure even if you don't believe you're eternally secure. That's not true. You've got to believe in the promise of everlasting life, which Matt asked about. He called it the message of life.
Right, and he talks about the Gospel of John, which is written for that purpose, and the word doesn't even occur. Well, great question, Matt. We hope this helped, and until we meet again,
keep grace
in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus. It's free by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On our next episode, if you read the writings of those who preach false gospels, be careful. We'll see you next time, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.